My idea of masculinity growing up was a man who was in control of himself, who wasn't mean, wasn't pushing people around, who was decent, who treated women well. Treating women well is a masculine virtue, is a good thing. It comes from a position of strength. You're not insecure about your masculinity. You don't have to prove that you're a man by demeaning women, by pushing them around, by calling them whores and bitches, etc. You don't have to take the Andrew Tate path in life. You can respect women, and respecting them is a sign of your strength, is a sign of being secure in your masculinity. You don't need to put other people down to make yourself feel better. So we have to redefine these qualities. But there are no icons out there. You either have the Andrew Tates out of there, or you have these wimpy men who are just so afraid of being masculine. Your aggression, your assertiveness, your testosterone, it's a good thing. It's how things get done. It's what energizes you, what puts you in the world. It makes you ambitious. It makes you assert yourself and motivate yourself. It has to be channeled. It has to be disciplined. But you have to see who you are and see the virtue in it and see the power in that.